dreaming about that vacation on the sandy beaches of Hawaii? Well, due to rising fuel costs and the closures of some airlines, that dream has gotten a lot more expensive. Travel agents are seeing a slowdown in vacation bookings, and here to talk about it is a travel agent. Bruce Fisher owns the Hawaii Aloha Travel Company in Honolulu. Bruce Fisher, welcome to the program.
Well, thanks very much for having me, Madeline.
Or should I say aloha?
Aloha to you, too. That's right. That's more appropriate.
Well, how much does it cost these days to get from the mainland to Hawaii?
Well, as you mentioned, with the fuel service charges, that has added additional cost to the flight. But the thing to remember about that, it's about $100 more per person. You add that fuel surcharge to any ticket. You know, it's ticket-based. So it doesn't matter where you go in the nation. So that's the good news. The bad news is, yes, it is more expensive.
So how much for a typical ticket?
Well, we're seeing up to $260 more per person per ticket.
So an average price would be?
Well, it depends on where you're coming from. From the West Coast, we used to see $450, so now we're saying between $550 and $650.
One way or round trip?
That's round trip.
So it's still $600 round trip. It's not terrible.
It's doable, but the fuel charge increases is what's causing all of this. And, of course, we've had problems here with closures, bankruptcy closures, which are all fuel-based. I mean, Aloha Airlines just went bankrupt, and they blame it partly on the fuel cost, and ATA blames it on fuel as well.
So ATA and Aloha are now out of business. So has that increased prices?
That has increased prices, absolutely.
Because of the less competition.
Yeah, and we have just seen arrivals have gone down. April arrivals by air to Hawaii topped 300,000, but that's 13% lower from the same point last year. So that works out to 40,000 fewer visitors. And what we found is that some folks who really couldn't afford the airfare increases have to cancel completely.
So what do you predict for the summer?
We're seeing higher airfares. Folks are going to have to deal with it. We're seeing a little bit dip in our numbers, almost a 10% decrease in some of our bookings. But in general, we think the Hawaii market is going to hold out pretty well through this.
What about the cruise ship business?
The cruise ship business has been very difficult here in Hawaii also. We've lost two major cruise ships, the Pride of Aloha and the Pride of Hawaii, decided they didn't want to be in Hawaiian waters anymore because they couldn't make it happen, and they are attributing it to fuel costs. They have other reasons too, but it's always fuel in the background that seems to fuel these situations, and it's just too much burden on them, and they've pulled two ships out.
Bruce Fisher owns the Hawaii Aloha Travel Company, hawaii-aloha.com in Honolulu. Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you very much. Have a nice day. Aloha.